You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Everyone's sight loss story is different, from different conditions to diagnosis at a different stage in their life. No two stories are the same. Today, Leonie Roberts shares her sight loss story. Leonie, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
Can you tell us just a bit about your sight loss, please?
I'm diagnosed with macular degeneration disease, which is cloudy vision, so I don't see clearly, and I only have peripheral, no central vision, plus I can only see at the sides of my eyes. First and foremost, the right eye went, and that was just overnight. So I woke up and the right eye, I couldn't see anything at my right. I went to the hospital, tried to figure out what was going on. The doctors didn't know. They couldn't diagnose it. Over the period of 3 years, that's when they diagnosed that I actually have macula. It was a long process to finding out what it was. And also in that diagnosis, I have intracranial hypertension. So there's actual fluid on the brain at the same time. The doctors didn't want to mix the two, but it was like the two had interlocked.
Yeah, it's one thing on top of another. Emotionally, yeah. How did you feel going through all this? It, you know, must have come as some sort of a shock.
Definitely. Just even trying to process the information. The information wasn't there to hand at those years. You didn't really know. There wasn't internet to read or, you know, to find out or try and source the information. It was very, very hard. So it did take its toll on me a lot. Just navigating that alone was hard.
You kind of feel that you're the only person in the world that that's happening to as well, I bet.
100%. What the doctors let you know is that it's not a disease that happens in young people. It's a disease that happens in later on in life. Even that, you're thinking, what have I done? What did I do? What's happened? Why me? Those are the questions that you think. There wasn't anyone there to answer those questions. So it was a lonely space for at least a decade for me.
Throughout that time, how did you adapt and what support did you eventually end up receiving?
So I was told to get in touch with various agencies, local authorities, but still at that time, it wasn't something that the local authority were aware of or how to deal with it with me. So when approaching them, it was very touch and go with them. Just even seeing on the phone, it was like I'm having to get magnifiers. So even adjusting to magnifiers, you're squinting your eye. People are asking you, why are you holding the phone so close to your face? It's just really awkward dealing with those situations when they do arise. You ask people to help you in the supermarket, and they're looking at you and they're saying, but what's the problem? You can see. I know you can see. Also, you're dealing with people that don't believe you as well. So even that side of it was really hard. So it's just, at this point now, I'm just glad to be through it. But in that period of time, it was horrendous.
It's navigating that new way of life. And it's just, and different people deal with it at different rates. And it's just, yeah, eventually getting through that. Not so much embracing who you are now, but like accepting it and moving forward and finding the best ways to navigate life as it is now. How did you eventually overcome that?
Because my vision got even worse during COVID. So I developed cataracts, I had steroid injections. I had so much going on during the pandemic where I just felt so let down by my eyes. And I just said to myself one day, you know what, this is your life, this is your new normal. It's been a long journey just trying to get to this point, but I just had to say to myself, you know what, it could have been something else. It could have been my legs, it could have been my arms. So I'm just grateful that it's my eyes and that it was in stages and not just overnight. Thank God for the RNIB, me being able to get in touch with the RNIB for talk and support groups. The talk and support groups that I've been in have been very supportive. With that, I've just come to terms with it, and places like Sight Village have made me know that I can navigate this vision that I do have in getting special computers, glasses, canes. So I'm just being exposed to different things which I wasn't exposed to 10, 15 years ago. So I'm just grateful for the avenues that have been open for me. And that's how I'm now, well, I've come to the realization that, you know what, this is me and this is who I'm going to be.
Finally, Leonie, have you got any advice for somebody going through their own sight loss journey? Perhaps they've been recently diagnosed and don't quite know how to manage it yet.
I would say get in touch with the RNIB. There's so many things out there and there's like-minded people. So if they can just get in touch with the RNIB. The RNIB can help you navigate with counselling, talk and support groups, volunteering. it is a hard step to take and it's a hard pill to swallow, but there are people out there that can support you.
Well, Leonie Roberts, thank you so much for your time and sharing your story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.